Recent rains have eased the drought in California, but as a new film shows, the state's water problems are far from over. Water and Power, a California Heist, airs on the National Geographic Channel next Tuesday. It begins with some spectacular shots of the California Aqueduct, a man-made project stretching hundreds of miles, bringing the water from the north to the south. Here's how journalist Mark Arax describes it.
Because of that manipulation of water, a great civilization has risen. We've created two world-class cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And in the middle, we created the most fertile farm belt the world's ever known.
But as the film shows, the demands of the big cities, agriculture, and secret deals made over water rights put water access in jeopardy for many Californians. If it sounds a little like the 1974 film Chinatown, that's not a coincidence, as the film's director, Marina Zenovich, told us.
This was pitched to me as Chinatown, the documentary. You know, the film is trying to help you understand what is happening within a very complicated system of water rights. I think it was Robert Towne who said it best, who wrote Chinatown. He said, you know, the Department of Water and Power, they pretty much tell you what they're about.
And in this case, it sounds like one of the problems is the water has to be used by everybody in California, but there are a few people who have a lot more control of it than you would think.
Well, that's what we came to discover in doing the research for this film, and that's what the film kind of exposes. You know, unfortunately, there are water oligarchs. There is something called investment farming. You know, there are companies coming into California and buying up land ostensibly for the wine, but some people are saying that wine is the cover crop. They're in it for the water.
That's underneath their vineyard.
Exactly. So there are a lot of issues that we cover that are opening a window into this world that the people in the world have kind of tried to keep from the people, if you will.
Well, and one of the key characters is somebody that people may have heard of, even outside of California, Stuart Resnick, who is the man behind the Palm Wonderful Company, which makes pomegranate juice. And he's also got a lot of almond trees and things like that.
Yeah, we feature a couple of water oligarchs. We reached out to the Resnicks and tried to get them to be interviewed, but they didn't want to take part in the documentary. Mark Arax, someone we do follow in the film, interviewed Mr. Resnick at a certain point. So we have Mark telling the story of Resnick, and we also have John Vidovich, who's a farmer and developer. And, you know, it's a fascinating world, the world of water.
Well, let's listen here to a little bit of John Vidovich from your film.
So if I can't make money on that water farming, I will sell it eventually to an urbanarian. And that's a right I have. If they pass a law saying I can't sell it, then I can't sell it. But that's the way it is. That's business.
That's business. And a business that I guess a lot of people would say shouldn't be a business at all. This is something that everybody needs. And it's part of what's underneath the ground in the state of California in this case. You do focus in this film also on how much groundwater, not just in California, but around the country, is being tapped. People just taking these groundwater reserves and using the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty astounding. California is one of the last states, if not the last state, to have a law for the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is the law that was enacted in, I think, 2014. So they will start regulating groundwater. California is one of the last states to put this law into effect, but it's taking several years for it to take effect. And as a result, I think you have businesses and individuals who are coming in and pumping up the groundwater. And I think that what I really took away from this project is there's a lot of greed out there, and water is a human right. We need people to be transparent about people, politicians, investment farmers, to be a little more transparent about what they're doing.
I couldn't help but notice, though, as I watched this film, that the drought is now essentially over in California. Do you think the momentum is lost at this point for any kind of changes to happen? Because now people have enough water once again.
I think people will have some false sense of it being over, but it's really not over. You know, groundwater has been depleted over hundreds of years. So, yes, we've had these rains. We don't know when we're going to have them again. I mean, what's been interesting in watching the film after the recent storms is you see how California has a history of drought and floods. And basically, it's just going to continue. So it is great that it did rain and it could give people some false sense of security. But I think we have to think long term. And you add climate change to that and, you know, it gets even more complicated.
That's filmmaker Marina Zenovich, whose film Water and Power, A California Heist, will air on the National Geographic Channel on Tuesday. Marina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.